Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My first question is, what do the COVID-19 numbers have to look like in Michigan for casinos and gyms to reopen?
Yeah, I know that's the question on everybody's minds, Roberta. Thanks for asking it. I think it's really important to recognize that, you know, we have really pushed the curve down in Michigan, and yet we know that right now there are a lot of numbers that we're all watching, numbers around number of tests that are done, the positivity rate of those tests, hospitalizations. We see across the country that COVID-19 is still very rampant and it's growing. We want to keep that from happening here in Michigan, and that's why we've got to stay focused on these numbers and our tracing. So just this past week, we know that a bar in East Lansing, now we have over 70 cases that are as a result of going to that bar in East Lansing. And these are 70 people that went back to work or went back to their homes in different parts of the state, some in Grosse Pointe, which we are tracing. And so it's really important that we watch the numbers, but also we get the context. Because here's the thing. If we have 100 cases that are random in the county, that's very concerning because that's community spread with no known source. If we have 100 cases that are all attributable to one place and we can trace everyone and then isolate them, then we can keep it contained. And so the numbers matter, but context is really important too.
Yeah, context, you're correct, is important. And there's a study, when we speak of gyms, that has come out recently about Europe. It came out from Norway. And what they found in terms of gyms and the reopening of gyms in Europe is that people who went there were no more likely to get infected or sick than people who did not, so long as these protocols, such as what are in place right now in restaurants and bars, are put into place. Will you take this into account in your decision to reopen gyms?
Well, absolutely. I think it's really important that we all recognize this is still a novel virus. This is unlike anything we've seen before. We've learned an incredible amount in the last few months. We're going to continue to learn more in the next few months. And until we have a vaccine, this is a global phenomenon where every researcher is trying to distill lessons from it so that we can make really well-informed decisions and keep from creating an additional spread. That being said, I'll acknowledge that there have been a number of gyms that have opened, contrary to the order and the ultimate court decision that I won, and they closed again because they had a COVID spread. And so I think it's really important that we get this right. And I know that people want to get back in the gym, and I, you know that improving your health is really important, maybe even more so in a midst of a global pandemic. But this virus is one that we're learning a lot about quickly, and we want to make sure we get it right.
Governor, we had a report on this morning from the teachers union. 10% to 30% of parents feel like they're not comfortable sending their kids to school in the fall. What is the plan for school in the fall, and how can you reassure parents, or is it possible to reassure parents?
So I think, you know, the concern is real and it's legitimate. I think we all need to be concerned, and that's why it's really important that we don't let our guard down and stop wearing masks, that we don't stop washing our hands, that we start to congregate again like we used to. I think it's really important we learn these lessons, because the virus has not changed. What has changed is our knowledge and our ability to live with it and to do so safely, and that's why we've all got to keep doing our part. Now, we'll have a report from the task force tomorrow on the reengagement of in-person learning. Tanya Allen is our chair, and I've had a lot of conversation with her over the weekend. We will be able to give people some guidelines, and they're all data-driven so that parents can have some comfort. But I understand that this is something, you know, as a parent, that I'm thinking about, too, as my daughter goes to University of Michigan in the fall and my other goes back to high school. So we want to give parents comfort. We're going to do this as smart as we can, and I think, you know, we're still going to keep learning and improving every day until that first day of school and beyond, of course.
Yeah, the call not to congregate keeps being, there's a message of this, don't congregate, but we keep seeing this over and over. In Detroit last night, every night, really, there are protests that keep happening around the country. There are gatherings of sometimes hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are congregating together. Are you concerned at all about these protests?
Well, you know, I've been clear. I've been concerned about all protests, anytime people are coming together. But what we've also seen is that where people wear masks and they're outside, if they can't maintain the 6 feet apart but they're wearing a mask, they're so much safer. And that's why, you know, if people are going to exercise their First Amendment rights, we just want them to do so safely. The concern that I have, though, is when I see pictures at bars where people are trying to yell over the music, you know, so that they can hear one another. That's how COVID-19 spreads. And so that's the thing that I am most concerned about right now, is when people are inside and they're yelling and they're not wearing masks and they're standing very close to one another. Those are the most ripe conditions for the spread. And we've seen that happen in a bar in East Lansing that has now got over 70 cases attached to it, and they're not only in East Lansing now.
Governor, I've gotten a note from a listener who wants me to ask you, respectfully, why strip clubs are allowed to be open and not gyms at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concern and the question. You know, we have been navigating this in real time, just like every other state. And those clubs were lumped into restaurants and bars. And so they came online earlier than gyms. Should we have maybe made that different? Yes, I think so. And it's an ongoing concern and subject of discussion amongst my team.
Governor, what people are waiting for is a vaccine for COVID-19. If and when that comes out, maybe this year, maybe next, will you mandate that Michigan residents get vaccinated?
So one of the things that we know is the more people that get vaccinated, the better. And that's why as we go into the fall, we want to make sure that everyone gets a flu shot. The less likely you're hospitalized for the flu, the more likely we'll have beds that are necessary in the event that we don't yet have a vaccine for COVID-19. And so it's really going to be important that parents whose kids maybe are not up to speed on their immunizations get their kids immunized right now. The more we can protect from other illnesses, the better for everyone, as we want to keep people out of the hospital, period. So these are important steps we're going to have to take until we have a COVID vaccine that is readily available. I think the conversation around a mandate doesn't make a lot of sense yet, because it'll be a while before we have the vaccine and then before it's produced in mass where we could actually have the ability to offer it to everyone.
And Governor, just I know you have to run, but just quickly, I mean, do you think if Michigan continues in the direction that it's going with the number of cases, do you think it's possible that, or likely, let's say, that casinos and gyms will open during the month of July?
Of course it is. I mean, it's very possible. I think, you know, it's always going to have to be driven by the numbers. And that's why what we're asking is that people stay smart. You know, we've made a lot of sacrifice. There are people that are still mourning the loss of loved ones. There are people that are worried about whether or not their business is going to make it. I'm worried about that, too. And yet, the most important thing that we can all do to make sure that we take that next step is to keep wearing our masks. And remember, we're always safer at home. But if you're out and about, wear that mask and wash your hands and try to stay 6 feet apart. That is how we keep the spread from happening. There are other states that are taking steps backward and going back into lockdowns. While we're not all unanimous on everything, I can predict we probably are unanimous in that none of us wants to go back into that posture. And that's why it's so important everyone continues to do the right thing.
Do you think it's likely? Do you think it's likely that we will go back into that posture, that we will have another lockdown, if not in July, August, maybe September or October?
I don't want to predict that that's likely or not. I can just tell you that if people drop their guard and we see exponential growth, it increases the possibility that it might be necessary. And that's why I'm asking people, please mask up. You know, this is a holiday weekend. I know you're going to want to be out and about, but wear that mask. Get a beautiful patriotic one or make one, and show that, you know, public health is not a political question. It's about being smart, and smart people wear masks, and we can do this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.